Anybody who believes in anything should believe in campaign finance reform. Worried about wildlife habitat, health care, automobile safety? Whatever it is that drives you, pack it up and put it on the campaign finance train. You'll get there faster. Campaign finance reform isn't about being politically right, left, or center. It's about being politically hungry. Millions of Americans, Republicans, Democrats, Greens, Independents, live and work in communities that have become invisible to Washington. We're invisible because we don't write $10,000 checks. Ever. Not because we don't care about the issues, but because we don't have the money. While Enron was pouring millions into politicians' pockets, Grassroots America was meeting in church basements and public school cafeterias. Our agendas often neglected by the moneyed elite. Our favorite causes compete against one another for meager grant awards. A couple of thousand here for an after-school program, something there for unwed mothers, and nothing at all for community dialogues on race. We may have heart, but they, with a capital T, have money. That's why the ailing airline industry gets billions, while a local organic farmer I know has spent the last year limping through life because she can't afford medical treatment for a ripped leg muscle. Campaign finance reform is about democracy. One person, one vote. No matter how controversial the issues, guns, abortion, religion, they should be debated in the public square, not at cocktail parties for the super rich. Our nation has to find a way to keep politicians interested in Americans who don't winter in Boca Raton. While the Shays-Meehan campaign finance reform bill is a start, it doesn't contain the real solution. The real solution is to cap campaign contributions at $5. No corporate giving, no union giving, no bundling, just human beings giving $5. Toss in some free media access, and we're on our way to rescuing majority rule government. Such a system would force politicians to focus not on dollars, but on voters. Wealthy Americans wishing to influence politicians will have to do it the same way the rest of us do, with words, ideas, and a little charm. Radical? Not at all. It's just fair. And activists of all political stripes would be wise to say so.